We continue our learning. Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Munish and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Trumos Perek Dalin Mishnah Gimel. We mentioned many times that there's no minimum shear mida orais of truma chita achas poteres asakri. One, the separation of one grain of wheat can exempt the entire pile. But mida rabbanon, we have shiurim, and those are listed in our Mishnah. Shiur Truma. The Shiurim of Truma fall into three categories. Ayin Yafa, benevolent eye, Achas Me'arboim. This is someone who's more gracious, gives 1/40. Be'shamay Omer Mishloshim. Another one who's more gracious gives 1/30. Vahabeirunis, the middle, is Mechamishim, is 1 out of 50, is the 2%, which we've mentioned many times. Ve'hara'a Mishishim. And the lower level is the one who gives 1 out of 60. Where are these derived from? The Yushalmi claims that these are learned from a pasuk in Yechezkel, out of all places, the prophecy of the third Beis HaMikdash, in Yechezkel Perek Mem He, where the pasuk says, Zos HaTruma Asher Tarimu Shishis Ha'efa Mechomer HaChitim V'Shishisem Ha'efa Mechomer HaSa'orim. It speaks about different measures for wheat and barley, which is somewhat difficult because the pasuk also says in Perek Mem Dalid, V'chol Truma Mikol Trumo Seichem Lakonim Yehiyah, where there's an understanding that you give the same amount to the Kohanim. It doesn't matter whether it's wheat or barley. And the Yushalmi comes to the conclusion that that 1/40th is derived from the Psukim. If you do the math, you'll arrive at 1/40th somehow with a complicated calculation. So that's the simple reading is that you're going to be giving 1/30th of barley and 1/60th of chitim. If reading the psukim carefully, you combine them together somehow, that ends up being 1/40th. That is an allusion to the sum of the shiurim that we have. The fact that it's 1/40th, or the fact that ra may be 1/60th, can be derived from that pasuk. And Rebbe Shammai, of course, is 1/30th, and he, perhaps the source for Rebbe Shammai, is what is written with respect to the barley in Sefer Yechezkel. So the and then the average person we know gives the 1/50th. That is, and the marginally person is the one who's going to give 1/60th. Taram va'ala v'yado echad mishishim. What happened if a person is taking truma and lo and behold he comes into his hand is 1/60th? Now it sounds like he wanted to give, let's say, 1/50th, but here the we're talking about a person who does the average. But he ended up giving a little bit less, only 1/60th. So one would have thought maybe, well, this person usually gives more, so this is not considered a complete truma designation, and maybe it's not effective. Maybe it's not effective at all, or maybe it's only partially effective. Maybe it should now we would require him to separate an additional amount to equal the 1/50th, which is his standard. The Mishnah says, no, not necessary. Since his initial separation really meets the minimal requirement, it's okay. So that's what Mishnah says. Taram va'ala b'yodo echad mishishim. He ended up taking 1/60th, which is less truma. It has the status of truma. Ve'eno tzarech litrom. And you don't have to separate any further amount of truma. And then the Mishnah says, Chazar v'hosif, if let's say he ends up separating truma again, he wants to add. He doesn't have to, but he wants to add. So the Mishnah says, chayv b'maestros. There is a consequence of this halacha. The fact that the truma is effective, so anybody, by when he separates 1/60th, and now he wants to be a tzaddik and get it up to 1/50th. So the fact that we said the truma is effective and he has no obligation to separate anymore, so the consequence of that is that if he decides to add more, that additional portion is chayiv in maestros. Unlike truma, which we know is exempt from maestros, right? This, since the initial truma designation was fine, and he discharges obligation from whatever was remaining, so anything additionally adds is really not truma, so it's subject to the halacha of separating maestros. And the Mishnah continues, Olav Yodo Mishishim Ve'echa, though. Let's say he ends up taking 1 out of 61. So now already he's not in any category, not even in the Marzuli category. So this is not only what he doesn't normally take, but this is not acceptable. So what happens now? Says the Mishnah Truma, what he separates does have the status of Truma. V'yachzor v'yitrom k'mo shehu lamud. And then he should take Truma equal to what he's customarily takes. B'mida u'v'mishkol u'v'minyan. And he's even able to measure it. So what happened here? Here, he ended up taking too little. So the halacha here is that mida o'raisa, what he takes, does discharge his obligation. Why? Because, well, chita achas poteres es akri, even 1 grain would be sufficient. So 1 out of 61 is certainly okay. But he now has to fulfill that additional amount, the additional portion, midrabanan. And that additional portion is considered truma, but it's considered truma drabanan. So the fact that it's true that he does fulfill his din to oraisa allows for the leniency that the Mishnah says, which is b'mida of a mishkol of a minyan, by measure, by weight, or by number. If you remember, we've discussed in the first perek that we're not supposed to measure out precise amounts of truma. You have to do it ba'omed with an aleph. It has to be where you just estimate the amount based on psukim. So maybe I should not be measuring exactly. So the halacha here is, since anyway he fulfilled the din d'oraisa, this is only truma d'rabbana, plus the fact that the whole purpose of separating the additional truma is to reach a specific amount. So now we allow him to measure even with measuring tools. That's not a problem. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, another leniency. Af shalom and amukaf. You don't need to follow the law of proximity. We mentioned in the past, when I'm separating truma out, I have to have that which I'm separating it on behalf of next to it. If it's obviously in the same barrel, so that's very easy. But we've said that I can separate from one barrel on behalf of another barrel. But it has to be within the immediate vicinity, minamukov. Rabbi Yehuda comes to say that in this case, when he's adding that additional truma, since he separated out 1 out of 61 and that didn't fulfill the full obligation, the additional amount he separated to get to 150th, whatever it is, that doesn't need to be menamukov either. But the Chachamim disagree, the Tanakama holds, that the din menamukov still applies. It has to be within proximity because this is going to be real truma. But using measuring tools, that would be permitted. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Ha'omer l'shlucho tzei utrom. Person tells the shaliach, we've mentioned many times that a person can appoint a shaliach to separate truma based on the pasuk, atem gam atem, the extra word gam, l'rabos is a shaliach. So he tells someone to a shaliach, go and separate truma for me. So the only thing is, in this case, he didn't specify to the shaliach how much the shaliach should separate. Should he separate 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, we don't know. And he doesn't know what the norm for this particular person is. So says the Mishnah, Toreim Kidato Shel Baal HaBayis. He should separate based on the das, the mindset of what he would think the Baal HaBayis would do. What's typical about it? Now, he doesn't know exactly, but he knows a person is a very generous person. He knows he's a very generous person, so he can assume that the owner would want 1/4th to be separated. If he knows he's very, very marzerly, so he should separate 1/60th. And if he's a Beinoni, the same thing. He should do what he thinks the Baal HaBayis would want him to do. Imeinu yodea datosho Baal HaBayis. Imamish doesn't know the owner at all. Doesn't know at all. Doesn't know he's a Baal Stuck. Doesn't know if he's gracious or marsley, has no idea. So then, Torim Kabenunis Echon Mechamishim. So then, he should separate 1/50th, like Benunis, because that's the average standard, that's the standard amount. Piches Asora Ohosif Asora. Let's say he separated less 10 or more 10. This is a Machlokas Rishonim, you have in Maseches Kiddushin in the second parak what this means. We'll follow Tosfos, who assumes that piches asar means he did less tenth, meaning he gave less. Meaning, let's say, echad machamishim is that we're supposed to give 1/50th because that's typical, that's standard. And he ends up taking what less than that, meaning only 1/60th. Or hosif asara, he adds on, he ends up being more generous than the Baal HaBayis, than the standard, and ends up giving 1/40th, and the Rashi and others learn the exact opposite. At the end of the day, makes no difference. It means that he didn't give the 1/50th, he gave either 1/40th or 1/60th. Truma, so truma. The truma is considered truma, and nothing needs to be done. He may not have stepped into the truma like the owner had intended, but it's considered okay. He didn't do anything wrong because he based his assessment on the owner. Meaning what? The owner, we're talking about the Reisha case. The owner, he thinks is what the owner would normally separate it. If owner finds out, oh, by the way, how much you separate? He separate a 1/40th. 1/40th? I never separate 1/40th. I just always do the bainanus. So the halacha is, or the opposite, the halacha is that it is done, and it's completely effective. He doesn't need to change anything. That is the, that's the halacha. Now, if he separated, let's say, more than a 40th or less than a 60th, so then it's not valid. So that would not be effective. Mishnah continues, im niskaven lahosif afilu achas ein trumaso truma. But let's say the shaliach knows the owner's standard, but he decided, you know what, I'm going to separate less than that amount. So the halacha is that he's changed, we assume that he has not followed the instructions of the mishaleach, of the sender, and what he has designated, he separated, is not effective. And the same thing would be true, by the way, if he separated more truma than he knows the owner would have wished, that is considered also ineffective. One point more related to the previous Mishnah is the following. We spoke about the three tiers, the 1/40th, 1/50th, and 1/60th. And now that only applies to produce which is chayv de oraisa in truma. If there's produce that only chayv midrabanan, let's say vegetables, or let's say produce grown outside of Eretz Yisrael, so which are only chayv midrabanan, then a 60th is considered a suitable even for generous people, and that would be important to know when it comes through shaliach as well. Also, let's say generous people, right, would not even they themselves forget the shaliach. Even generous people themselves would not have to give more than 1/60th. Or the Rambam paskins that today, nowadays, when we know, what would we do with truma today? We burn truma. We get rid of truma because kohanim are not allowed to eat truma. We assume that they're tamei. Maybe they're not kohanim. That's misa b'dei shamayim. We take that very seriously. So today, even that minimal derabanan standard of 1/60th does not apply, and a person can actually, according to the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch as well, holds that you can even initially separate a minute amount for truma and biyotze. The Vilna Gaon disagrees and others, but nonetheless, that's the psak of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch.